Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Well, it is council meeting week, so it is my pleasure to welcome Greater Shepparton City Mayor Kim O'Keefe to give us a bit of an update. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Terry.
It is election week. We can't avoid it. Maybe if we can start off with this election policy that lapsed this week at the council meeting. Can you fill us in on that?
Yeah, sure. Look, I think council have, you know, basically we're under the understanding and we know that we already have a policy in place. The Victoria Local Government Act have a policy there and so do MAV. So I think council just thought it was overkill and not necessary to actually continue to make extra rules and change what we've already got in place and following, and obviously it's sensible, so I don't think they felt the need.
What is that policy?
Yeah, so basically the Victorian local government have guidelines as well for someone standing for the state and federal election, and it's very clear, it gives great guidance, and ultimately, you know, there's some timeframes there, and, you know, it's up to the person running if they decide, you know, what timeframe they would like to do that. There were some similarities within the policy put forward by council and some differences. So, yeah, look, no one moved it. I think people, you know, I think the councillors, as I said, just thought that we had enough there to make sensible decisions, and I certainly feel that is the case.
Well, it is obviously a matter you've had to consider, given that you've said that you will be seeking pre-selection for the National Party for the state seat. I think you've been saying all along that you would reconsider your position if you are pre-selected.
Yeah, look, of course, you've got to do what's absolutely appropriate, and there'll be some, you know, things that would impact, and I don't want to have any disadvantage, you know, in any capacity through council's role. So, yeah, look, well, I'm not a candidate yet, so if that is announced, I will absolutely, you know, have to make some decisions. And as I said, I'm very, very, you know, of the understanding that I will, you know, definitely do what I think is appropriate at what time, whether that's, you know, stepping down from my mayor role and then ultimately my councillor role. It's 7 months out, so, you know, there's a fair bit of time, but, you know, as soon as it's campaigning and it's perceived to be that, I would definitely make those calls.
Yeah, we've got to get through the federal election first, don't we?
Yes. And thank goodness we're nearly there.
Yes, we are nearly there. So council is seeking community feedback on the lease of land at 4 Dean Court in Shepparton for this organisation, Kids Undercover. Sounds like an interesting project.
Yeah, look, it is an interesting project, and it basically accommodates 6 young people from the age of 18 to 21. This is the proposal. There's 3 two-bedroom studios and 2 one-bedroom studios for live-in mentors. It sort of reminds me a bit of the youth foyer, I suppose, but in a more, what will I say, a community environment. It's a proposal. We want to have that go out to the community and get feedback. So it'll be out for community consultation between the 20th of May and the 27th of June. So again, it's really important to get, you know, there's a bit going on, you know, as far as council land at the moment. So it's crucial that we get community feedback on this.
Yeah, well, let's hope that it is. It doesn't have the same response that council's proposal for some similar type of education in the CBD.
It's not education, there's accommodation, obviously. We're obviously working through that, and June council meeting looks like it's going to be a big one.
They always seem to be. So tell me about the adoption of the Maroopna Recreation Reserve Master Plan.
Yeah, look, it's really important that we get feedback and have a master plan in place so that we can, you know, have a fit-for-purpose facility. There's parts of that precinct that are quite run down, so it's really great that a lot of the user groups have come together and you know, really had input to this plan, this master plan. So the priorities are pretty much 18 developments across the site, and particularly highlighted the new change rooms, constructing new multi-use change rooms for football and netball use on the northern side of the main oval. So there's a list there, but yeah, look, there's parts of that definitely need upgrade, and we have to have these projects ready. You know, when funding comes along, we need to know, you know, what type of funding grants are there and what it might align with. So these master plans are crucial.
It's good news that the walking path at Victoria Park Lake is going to be lit up.
Yes, it's really good news, and it's obviously, you know, going to enhance safety, and it's going to add more lighting, which is really important. So yeah, we're really, you know, pleased this will happen. A lot of those lightings are not working, some of them aren't working. So it's, you know, it's really critical that we that we have everything in place there and have upgrades as we need it.
So that has, you've got a, you've, what's the word, given out that tender? that how you say
it? Yeah, that tender was awarded to to a local company, Byers Electrical, which are local, which is great, and we'll see 64 light poles installed adjacent to the walking path around the Victoria Lake, which is, as I say, really important for improved pedestrian and safety, particularly at night time, and also events and things that we have there. There's lots of people using the space. We want to make sure that the lighting's adequate.
Well, yes, I mean, with the sun going down so early in winter, it does get dark very quickly, doesn't it? We don't, people don't have a lot of time after work to get out there, so it's great that that it will be safely lit up for them. Tell me about this proposed sale of part of land at 45 Parkside Drive. This is just down the road from 1FM, of course.
Yes, that's right. So it's been out to community consultation and we've had 61 submissions and heard, written submissions and heard 7 verbal. So again, we've had it out to community consultation and now there'll be a report put together and it'll again come to the June council meeting.
What's the general consensus on that, Kim? Are people happy or not?
Well, look, there's a bit of a, you know, there's always, you know, two sides coming in and sometimes you tend to have, you know, a bit more feedback from, I suppose, those local users within that precinct. You know, we've had some positive comments and, of course, we are looking at trying to get affordable housing, which is, you know, critical across our community. It's just trying to, you know, get the right location and the right fit for the particular design and purpose of the site. So it's, you know, we have to have these really in-depth conversations and councillor staff have to give us, you know, a lot of reports coming back which can help us make informed and considered decisions that with the feedback from the community.
What is the long-term plan or what would the long-term plan be with the sale of that land?
Yeah, well, basically it's to set up some housing there. I think it's 20 little houses there for women predominantly fleeing domestic violence. And we know that that's critical to have that support. So, yeah, so that the plan would be that's a plan that has been put forward. And we will, as I say, consider that. And look, councils are really keen to look at, you know, to really have a really clear understanding of all our council land so we can really align some of these projects in a really, you know, perhaps fit-for-purpose location and try and cut back perhaps some of these lengthy, you know, consultation processes and, you know, debates. And, yeah, I think we need to really keep continuing working hard in this space and really have a clearer, you know, ready ideas of the land that's there and what we can use at the time.
There's no doubt there is a bit of squeeze on the supply of land at the moment. So that's council land. And who are you looking at selling it to?
Yeah, so it's an organisation. I haven't got their name right in front of me now. I've only got my dot points here. But it's an organisation that they are well known for this type of facilities as far as these type of projects and developments, I should say. So there's been a submission to council from an organisation that have a proposal that have done these type of developments and projects before. And obviously we're just working through those guidelines.
Okay. I guess finally, it is Volunteers Week this week and you had a great ceremony recognising some fantastic local volunteers earlier in the week.
Yeah, look, it was a fabulous night. You know, over 200 people there and just really, you know, recognising the heroes within our community, and there's many more than even that were there on the night. But yeah, look, it's so great. And as we know, coming out of the pandemic and during the pandemic, the incredible, you know, work that we had, the incredible effort that our community raised, GB Cares, got an acknowledgement, got an award, long-term volunteer Bill Brown, you know, he's been volunteering for over 35 years, if not longer. It was just really great. And then there's some youth there. We had some really great young people, you know, get recognised for their efforts. And I love that they can see the need and the desire to want to volunteer. You know, volunteers are our future. You know, it really helps our community. We couldn't do the things in many ways that we do if we didn't have, you know, volunteers. So it was a really great night. It was a great sense of just really happiness and positivity and being amongst the community. And I'm loving that at the moment, Terry, just to be back at those events. And it's busy. My calendar's full, which is, you know, fabulous just to have all those things happening again.
I'll bet. I was at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival Roadshow. I have to think about that. It's a long title. Last night at East Bank, and it was absolutely thrumming. There were so many people there. Everyone was incredibly enthusiastic and positive to get out and really support the acts. Great to have acts back in our community.
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to the ABBA one in a couple of weeks. I'm really looking forward to putting my shoes on.
It's been cancelled
twice, I think.
It has, yeah. I've got tickets to that too. I booked them ages ago. And you're right, that it's been cancelled twice already. And now I'm supposed to be on holidays on the day that it's on. This is the problem when you book something and then it gets postponed to dates that you haven't planned for. But fingers crossed I might be able to get back, because that's going to be a lot of fun, isn't it? Bjorn Again, I think, is the name of the
ABBA event. But no, it'll be great. And I've gone with some girlfriends. So this is what we need to be doing, being out with our friends, just having some fun and enjoying ourselves. I think we're all just loving that.
Yeah. So we were talking about the proposed sale of part of 45 Parkside Drive, and that organisation I've just checked is Women's Housing Limited, if anyone's interested.
I was trying to Google too. Yes, there it is.
All right. Well, thanks very much for your time, Kim. What are you up to over the next few days? Have you already voted?
Yes, I've already voted, and it was quite busy, which is good. So, as I think we're all looking forward to it. I think all the advertising stopped last night, all the TV commercials and stuff, so we can have a rest from that, apparently. So that's good news. But, look, interesting. Let's just sit and watch this space, and on Monday it'll be a different conversation.
I guess so. All right, well, thank you very much for your time today, Kim, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
Thanks so much, Kerry. Have a great day.
SDP Tax have been your trusted local accounting firm and have been proudly helping people just like you across the Goulburn Valley and beyond for over two decades. Are you happy with your accountant? Are you certain that you are receiving maximum tax reductions? Call SDP Tax on 1300 346 829 and start a conversation today. SDP offer a maximum deduction guarantee. That's right, SDP guarantee that they'll find you the greatest deductions possible. With no upfront fee charged, what are you waiting for? Call today. There is no business too small. Call 1300 346 829 or visit www.sdptax.com.
1FM sponsor.
Have you ever wanted to hang your TV? Would you like to look at the TV on the wall and have that picture frame look? Or are you worried the kids might tip over the TV and hurt themselves? Then hang your TV. That's right, hang your TV. Jason's TV are TV wall mounting specialists, and we can hang your TV. We can even supply quality TV mounts and hide all the cables. So if you want to hang your TV, then Jason's TV are waiting to take your call, because we hang TVs. 0403 688 666.
Station sponsor.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rock, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 58212111. That's 58212111.
1FM sponsor.
Stroke can happen to anybody at any age. The best way to help someone is to learn the signs of stroke and know how to act fast. F is for face. Has their face drooped? A is for arms. Can they lift both arms? S is for speech. Is their speech slurred? Do they understand you? T is for time. Call 000. Time is critical. If you see any of these symptoms, act fast. Learn the signs of stroke and you could save a life. Go to strokefoundation.org.au/fast to find out more.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.